Now we have, here in the first 9 verses, responsibility for the destruction of Tyre. Who's responsible? And here we find out it's divine, the Lord of hosts. Then there was a human responsibility for the destruction of Tyre. That was the Chaldeans. And then the interesting thing, Tyre is to be recovered in the last days. It is going to be rebuilt. And if you could rebuild it, we'd be in the last days. That's one of the places to look to tell where we are on the clock of God. Verse 1, we have here the burden of Tyre, the judgment of Tyre. Howl, ye ships of Tarshish, for it's laid waste, so that there's no house, no entering in. From the land of Chittim it is revealed to them. And now here come the ships from Tarshish. That's the place where Jonah fled. It was a colony of the Phoenicians. Now they're coming home from Tarshish. And as they get near, well, they get the word is brought to them. They see the smoke of the city. It's now destroyed. And these ships, the people on board, see a city that's now been leveled. The harbor is blocked. And no longer will it be a great commercial center. Verse 2, be still, ye inhabitants of the isle, thou whom the merchants of Sidon, up the coast about 30 miles, that pass over the sea of replenish. Tyre was partially built on an island, and Tyre and Sidon go together, just like pork and beans go together. And it's interesting that the prophecy concerning Tyre, which was one thing, has been fulfilled. That concerning Sidon is. It was to continue as a city. It's there today. That's where the oil is being brought and put on shipboard today. Now, verse 3. And by great waters, the seed of Sihor, the harvest of the river, is a revenue, and she's a mart of nations. Now, Sihor means black, and it refers to the upper Nile, the silt of which flooded Egypt, made it fertile. Now, the wealth of Egypt, you see, had flowed through the port of Tyre, and now that's ended. In other words, they're going to have a depression, and a real one. Verse 4, be thou ashamed, O Zidon, for the sea hath spoken, saying, I travail not, nor bring forth children, neither do I nourish up young men, nor bring a virgin. There's a suggestion here that Tyre is the daughter of Sidon, and historically, of course, this is accurate. And verse 5, as at the report concerning Egypt, so shall they be sorely pained at the report of Tyre. Now, the destruction of Tyre ruins the commerce of Egypt in that day. And it says, pass ye over to Tarshish, howl ye inhabitants of the isle. In other words, the fall of Tyre caused universal mourning, even to the colony that's way over on the southern coast. And many of these people fled in ships when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the city. Some escaped there. Verse 7, is this your joyous city, whose antiquity is of ancient days, her own feet shall carry afar off to sojourn? Any great commercial center is a city where it's a fun center, too, because they have those things there to cater to the flesh. Now, the Tyrians are urged to flee as far as possible because the joyous city, it's come to an end. And verse 8 says, who hath taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traffickers are honorable of the earth? Now, the crowning city here really means the giver of crowns. You see, Tyre established these colonies. They were crown colonies. It doesn't mean Tyre was electing a rose queen, a cotton queen, an orange queen. They were not giving out crowns like that. Verse 9, the Lord of hosts hath purposeth to stain the pride of all glory, to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. In other words, God says he was the one that determined the destruction of Tyre, and he offers no apologies for the arrangement he made.